the face of every single person staring at the stagecoach parked in the station lot showed the most horrible loathing. They didn't even make such faces on seeing the most evil villain who was sure to hang. It resembled the look someone got when they saw a dead body. Indeed, they seemed even more horrified, as if they looked upon the living dead. Though the black coach parked in the lot already had a team of 6 cyborg horses hitched to it, and the folks in the office had finished selling tickets, the travelers were in no hurry to board the cramped vehicle, so they remained sitting in the break room in the station, enjoying cigarettes, consulting maps, or bidding a farewell to the peace and safety of their daily lives. A commotion carrying a tinge of horror rolled down the street. The sheriff's office was only about 30 feet from the station, and beside it was a vacant lot that measured about 20 feet square. But when the door facing that lot opened, what was shoved outside was something all too common on the frontier. Locked within the 10-by-10-foot iron cage was a young man dressed in a black servant's outfit, seated on an iron chair bolted to the floor. As the people saw his face, the expressions of loathing swiftly faded from their own. It was as if for the first time in 1,000 years, a gust of fresh air pushed its way through a miasma. Anyone among the spectators would have just sighed and accepted the inevitability of the change. The face of the young captive was that beautiful.
He's Duke's niece, valet.
His name's Dorliac.
Can you imagine devoting yourself to the nobility, body and soul, for more than a decade when you've got a face like that?
The station quickly became the spot for townspeople to swap information.
For whatever reason, he was wandering around outside the castle 2 days back when a security patrol passed by and nabbed him. But aren't they supposed to execute any human who's been with the nobility that long, whether they've been bitten or not?
It's like this, lady. Since there hasn't been a servant of the nobility who could walk in broad daylight for decades, they got orders directly from the government in the capital that they really wanted to examine him, and that they were to have him transported.
Oh, that lucky bastard.
Sure is good looking, though, ain't he? You think maybe the muckety-mucks in the capital used the cameras and their surveillance satellites to sneak a look at him?
Damn near sure of it. You're right on the button. But I don't care how much anyone goes on about him being able to walk in the light of day. He's a servant of the nobility. No telling what kind of dark power he might have. That goes with the territory for the sheriff and her deputies, but it's a real headache for the other passengers. They'll be risking their lives on this trip. A real ride into hell.